Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet,
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim
Yishpot. Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
Keep on coming on.
Give up the fight.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Yeah.
Track, 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 track A king will reign, a king will reign in justice. Let me say Tzedek. Tzedek, somebody say Tzedek, Pomerania Tzedek, like Melchizedek. So right here, another Rosh Shiloh right here on the third day podcast right here, the third day of the Shavua, counting from the first day called Sunday. Here we're at the Testify Tuesday. Right here, another Rosh Shiloh tune that was right to the poor to complement the evening psalm for the third day as chanted in the temple in Jerusalem. We had certain psalms. And for the third day, according to I and I study in the ancient record, we had Psalm 82. So to complement that tune right there, that chant, Rosh Shiloh, right to the poor, and to complement this word sound here on the podcast, the Lion of Judah. Rosh Shiloh. Of Judah, go tell Israel, Elijah, the prophet.
I'm Elijah Muhammad. the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality, to my people here in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found by Almighty God Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi, Kadamawi,
Slavia,
the home places do for
help. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? With Ethiopia, this man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. With Ethiopia. With Ethiopia. With Ethiopia.
Yeah, man, massive.
Biblical scriptural tongues right there. That's Aryeh, Aryeh, me Yehuda, Aryeh, Aryeh. In the Hebrew is lion, a lion like Anbesa Bamarinya. And me from Yehuda, Aryeh, me Yehuda, the lion of Judah. So again, jump, come on, come forward, forward. Yes, sir. Kadima, Kadima.
Yeah, man, massive. The lion, them.
The lion.
Yes, Chop Command right there with Arye Miyuda, Lion of Judah right there, some of the Ifrit, some of the Hebrew right there, there. And here in this ninth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we have Vayesheb, and he dwelt, often translated like that, and he dwelt, literally, and he sat, and he was seated up. Speaking of the patriarch Yaakov, but here we have also the root of the Lion of Judah, the patriarch Yehuda. Now, there's a difference, reading and reading comprehension. First of all, let's start with reading, and now, come, make a reason on the comprehension here of the scripts. There's a difference between the tribe of Judah and the patriarch Yehuda. I say that because of the Mr. Vegas and the apostle Geno Jennings, that debate we shared a little audible of that, where he tried to compare what the patriarch had did or said to have done did in Bereshit in the first book with what we have in the last book. And he asked and screams out the question, who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah? And it's interesting because many of the Christians, it wasn't so quick to answer, because the answer should not be rushed so quickly if we put things properly in prophecy. But here, brothers and sisters and brothers, we're at the third day of the Shavuot right here. I like to write up the third Aliyah right here that does concern the patriarch Judah, a.k.a. Yehuda.
Reggae music is a people music, you know. Reggae music is news. It's news about you oneself, you own history. Things that you wouldn't really, them wouldn't teach in a school. You understand? Because them wouldn't tell you that Rastafari is God, you know what I mean? And yet the Bible tell you that within 2,000 years Christ shall return, and when him return, him going to be King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering the line of tribe of Judah, through the lineage of King Solomon and King David. Now that is a reality, the whole truth, and the truth is that His Majesty is Earth's rightful ruler. And He is the Christ, and that is Haile Selassie I the First. If His Majesty should come to Jamaica, millions and all the people will come out to see. I would say to the people, man, be still and know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty.
The Lion Judah shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Give us some. Yeah.
Freedom to me is when the people unite. Freedom means I must be free within myself. My mind must be free. The only way my mind can be free is when I praise Rastafari.
The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Selassie I is the king of kings. For earth, no, which guy for earth rich like the king of kings?
Yes, yes, yes. According to his glory, according to the Bible, those riches. Almighty, the man who's the sign and seal as Brother Paul, Apostle to the Gentiles, Paul, Rabbi Shaul, then become Apostle Paul, as he writes in Timothy, and he shall shew in his times he shall shew who is the blessed, the only potentate, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Yes, I. Here, Dubwise, Zebulun Dub System right here with Lion of Judah. One more.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain. He is the conqueror. Now we sing a song of redemption and love. Song of liberty. Remove the chains of Babylon. He set I free out of living in poverty, out of captivity. Judah shall break every chain. He is the conqueror. Now we sing a song of redemption and love. Song of liberty. Sitting on the mountain so peaceful and high. About reality. Leading the children to do right. Reveal the prophecy. Show I the way to Zion. Set I free out of living in poverty, out of captivity. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Thank you.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
Ata Adonai. Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important,
important? Yes, yes.
Sabbatical study this, sabbatical study this, and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
So here for the third day Aliyah here for this ninth sabbatical study, Vayeshev, and he sat and he dwelt, and Jacob and the family right here. That's right.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, give here for the Shalishi Aliyah for this Shabbat, Vayeshev, Sabbath, and he dwelt here, picking up the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 37, here at verse 23, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Vayeshev, Sabbath, and he dwelt. Vayihiya ka'asher ba Yosef illa et hayo. Vayayafa shitua eta Yosefa eta kutanto eta ketoneta hapasim asher alayu. And it came to pass when Joseph was come to his brethren. Vayihiya ka'asher ba Yosef illa echayo. That they stripped Joseph out of his coat. Wayafa shitua eta Yosefa eta kuatanto eta ketoneta hapasim asher alayo. His coat of colors that was on him. Coat of many colors that was on him. Eta Ketoneta ha pasim asher alayo. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water. There was no water in it. Vaya yekahuhua, vaya yashalikua oto ha bora. We habor rek ein bau mayin. And they sat down to eat bread. Vayayeshvu le ekala lechem. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said to his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? And Judah and Yehuda, Vayomer Yehuda El Echayo. And Judah said to his brethren, Ma Betzaa, ki, na herog et achinu. What profit is it if we slay our brother? We kisinu et adamo, and conceal his blood. Liku, come. Liku, we nima kareinu, come, let us sell him. La isha ma'alim, to the Ishmaelites. We yadenu ala tehiyabo, and make not our hand be upon him. Ki achinu, for he is our brother. Bisareinu hu, our flesh. And his brethren hearkened, to him. Why Yishmu achayo. And Judah said to his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, and make I and I, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and make not I and I hand be upon him, for he is our brother, our flesh. And his brethren were content. Joseph drawn up from the pit, goes to the Goyim, goes to the Gentiles, goes to the nations. Verse 28, here, Genesis chapter 37, verse 28, Joseph, drawn up from the pit and goes to the Gentiles and goes to the nations. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of kesef of silver. And they brought Joseph to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, Mitzrayim. And Reuben returned to the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes, and he returned to his brethren and said, the child is not, and I, whither, where shall I go? Wahani hana hani ba. And he returned to his brethren and said, Hayeled da aneinu. Hayeled aneinu. The child, Hayeled. The child, aneinu. The child, not. And as for I, whither, where shall I go? Wa'ani ana hani ba. And they took Joseph's coat and killed the kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat. Thy son's coat, or coat, no, or coat, no, or coat, no, or no. Why shalchu eta ketoneta ha-pasin? Why yabiu el abihem? Why yomru zot matzanu? This have we found. Zota matzanu. Hakerna, know now. Hakerna, know now whether it is thy son's coat. Hakatoneta binka, he, im lo, know now whether it is thy son's coat or not. Hakerna, hakatonet binka, he, im lo, and he knew it. And said, it is my son's coat. Ketoneta bini, an evil beast hath devoured him. Chaya ra'a, kalatehu, tarofa, torafa, Yosefa. Joseph is without doubt rent, ripped in pieces. And he knew it and said, it is my son's coat. Wayakiraha wayomer katoneta bini khaya ra'a e kalata hu arofa orafa yosefa. Joseph is without doubt torn in pieces. And Yaakov and Jacob rent, he ripped his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for Bino, his son, many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into the grave to my son, mourning. Thus, like this, his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, to Potiphar, an officer of Paro, of Pharaoh, and captain of the guard. Said, for I will go down into the grave to my son. To my son.
Mourning.
Ki ered il bni avel sheola. For I will go down. Ki ered. For I will descend. Ki ered il bini, to my son, el bini, to my son, avel.
Mourning, avel,
to my son, mourning, to my son, avel. Sheol. To Sheol, Sheola, Ki, Ered, Il Bini, Avel, Sheola. For I will go down into Sheol, to Bini, my son, mourning, Avel. Il Bini, Avel, to my son, Avel. Thus, like this, his father wept for him.
Only your friends know you. Study for this Shabbat strong.
And here, seeing the alignment right here in this year, this season, this time right here, we have the daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 59, which is deemed a prayer in danger. Offered against evils and offered against evildoers, right here. What was Joseph thinking in this situation right here? But let's just share and segue right here. Got a little more reasoning for this day here, which is this day for the Testify Tuesday here, the third day. So Aliyah Day, we have the Torah reading and feeding and the seven Aliyot. So here we like to practice reading like a bite-sized portion of the sabbatical yud, sabbatical food, the manna right here, the angel's bread right here. So at the third day, we get this incident concerning Joseph, Yawasaf, Yosef, and his brothers here, corresponding here in the season of time with today's daily psalm, Psalm 59. Hear this.
Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold. Thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee. For God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense, and the God of my mercy, 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 God of my mercy.
So I and I children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call for fly. Praise the Most High. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call for fly. Praise the Most High. Believe me. Attend.
Fight against those who fight against we.
I'm about to get your head on my clearing up back mine and cleaning up the damn clock.
Well, what a mighty God we serve.
No more violence, why don't we use the bed? My Christ, you must be led, and if they want to be made, that every in your bed, you're sticking out your head. What you doing with thread?
Tell me what to do, you kill a man or you feel. Child abuse, I feel. Never to your little God, because we don't appeal.
What a mighty God we
full of fire, me ask, how are them there? How are them there? How are them there?
It's coming, we review them in the name of Jesus. How are we going here, me now, while it's a speaker? Me, I tell them, but it's disappearing, no lingers. No lingers, no lingers.
We pick up the creator, in the middle of life, in the way to see fire and praise the fuck as we fear, yeah. In that back, man, and mighty, mighty, that's what we fear, yeah. Fear,
it's from Wello.
Now give the devil no one.
Watch how you walk, mind where you talk, let's hold it down.
Play a gun in red, no man are dead. Wicked things are dead, no more violent. Where long will you drop it? My price you must be laid. If you want to be made, that every in your bed, you're sick in your head. What you doing is dread.
Tell me what to do, you kill a man or you feel. Child abuse, I feel. Never to your little God, because we don't appeal.
What the mighty God we
again right here, and hopefully we can reason on it. We call this here, Joseph hated to Mavet. Well, Mavet, in the modern Hebrew, Mavet is death. Mavet, Mavet, Sal Mavet, the shadow of death. Or in a more ancient pointing, Mawet, Mawet. In the good as we say Mot, Mot, Mawet, Mawet. In Amharic, we say Mot, Mot. Interesting that Mot was a Canaanitish god, you know, for some peoples, you know, some of the same words that we have, like one man say God and God mean this for him. The next man say God and God mean that. You know what I'm saying? Some people confuse God with guard. You know what I'm saying? You know, those things happen, and even they happen in ancient times. We call this audible right here. Joseph hated to Mavet, to Mavet, to Mawet. He hated to death. Jacob says, I will go down to my son. Now, in the Hebrew, see if we can bring this out. In the Hebrew, right, in the Hebrew we have this sense of words. Sometimes words would mirror other words. Even within some of the later texts, there is the kativ, what is written, from the kare, from the, that's more from the Aramaic, but the kare, what is said, from kara, to say, or kara, to read. So what is written and what is read, or what is written and what is said. And sometimes it's a difference of, you know, a particular Hebrew letter, like we have the yod, ones who are familiar with the yod, or some might say yad, it's the smallest letter. You know, in the Asherit, the later Hebrew alphabet, it's the Y sound. And then we have what some call the Vav, right, or the Wow or the Vav, which is like a longer stroke. In fact, we're sharing this with some of the fellow Chabarim and Talmudim, that there's, I think today's psalm, there's a verse in today's psalm where it says Chasdo, just to give one example, Chasdo, right, Chased, Ha, Sa, De, and Wa, and the we, right? Ha, Sa, Da, and the we, properly pointed, Hasdo. Hasdo would mean his mercy. Hasdo would mean his mercy. Then we have the same letters, except for the last letter, instead of a wow or vav, the W, properly the W sound. In modern Hebrew, they'll say it's this V thing and this old V thing because of the influence of the, you know, Eastern European Ashkenazi Jews and their mother tongue. But going according to our mother tongue more properly, here we have it in today's daily psalm. It's verse 11. So let's go here for a moment just to bring out a couple of basic points and then let ones and ones hear this audible. Hopefully it's an evergreen audible. When we say evergreen, it was recorded as a previous time, but still the messages still apply right here. So here we have a correspondence here at the third Aliyah, right? The third Torah reading and feeding that corresponds with what we have here. Let's see, Genesis chapter 37, verse 23, right, to verse 36. So Genesis chapter 37, verse 23 to the same chapter, Genesis 37, verse 36. So from verse 23 to verse 36 is the third Aliyah, the third reading. So the sabbatical study, the sabbatical readings are in seven Aliyahs. There's seven going up, seven readers in one sense, or seven part of that bread. So imagine as one loaf of bread, the sabbatical study. It's one loaf of bread, and we slice it into seven parts. Therefore, we could eat it all at once, or we can eat, you know, like, you know, our daily bread. In other words, the word so read. So here we have Mizmoram Nun Tet, Psalm 59, Psalm LIX. And it's seeing the prayer in danger. Danger, Joseph here with his brothers, right, and what his brothers are doing. We also have another kind of brother, according to Psalm 59. It's a companion psalm to the previous Mizmor, the previous chant. And the previous psalm is Psalm Non Chet, Psalm 58, unjust judges condemned. But here in today's daily psalm, we have a similar historical lines and the historical commentary and the context as Psalm 58. The occasion in Psalm 59 is said to have been when, quote, Saul sent Shaul. Was Saul an Israelite? Was he a brother of Dawid, of David? Yeah. You know, the different tribes will all come from one patriarch, Yasharala, a.k.a. Yaakov. Oh, we got Jacob right here. Jacob, Yashev, Yaakov. So here, when Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him. Sounds kind of a little bit similar. That's what people say, but y'all are Hebrews or y'all are Israelites and you're going to the Torah and y'all are bringing out that sense. Of course, this is how we get better, you know, by recognizing the reality of what is. Sometimes it's not just man to man, Sometimes it's brother to brother. Sometimes it's not your best friend, but it's like what you thought was the best family, your best family. You think it's your brother. You know, so who the cap fits, well, not who the cap fits, but who the coat, you know, who the coat of many colors fits, so to speak, right? So Saul sent, and he watched the house to kill him. Right, so these are two different situations here in Psalm 59, but we here can apply it as it corresponds according to the readings, the Davidic worship, the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the daily Psalms. It connects here at this third day and with the third reading concerning Yosef, Yahwasaf, and his brothers. Some say it's authenticity, Psalm 59, as people want to question whether they question. So question, if we get the answer, we'll answer. But the authenticity is question of Psalm 59 by some. Why? Because of the mention of the enemy as the nations, or the Gentiles in one interpretation, or sometimes as a heathen. But those words, heathen, Gentile, and nations, interestingly enough, is just basically one Hebrew word, the same Hebrew word, right? So we can't deep end on the other translators, but we have to learn to fish for ourselves, so to speak. So here we have verses 6 and verse 9 from the Hebrew perspective of the numbering of the psalm here. This is the foreigners, right? And we have a mention of my people in verse 12. Which implies that the speaker was king. So some would question the authenticity of Psalm 59 because it is a psalm of David, a miktam when Saul sent and they watched the house to dead on him or to kill him. My vayishmeru etaha bayit la hamito to mut to mawet mot. So the word mot. Mavet is death, and here we have it even here. It's translated as to kill him, but more better, la hamito, mot, to dead on him, la hamito, to dead on him. So they question authenticity because they say, well, it mentions nations here. In the incident of Saul and David, we don't really have nations, but yes, we had nations. We had the Philistines, the Philistines. David had to flee into foreign lands, other ites amongst other ites to flee from his fellow anointed, his fellow Messiah. Oh, the next thing is that both of them, in Saul and in David, they both were anointed. They both were messiahs. We could say they both were Christ. When we look at it in the true context, not by those who call, you know, who come in Jesus' name and call themselves Christians and haven't spent enough time being disciples and diligent students. So when one's questioned the authenticity based on the fact that it mentions nations, well, of course, there were nations, there were foreigners around, right? Saul's henchmen. Edomite. What's his name? Doeg. We call him Dog. Doeg. It's interesting because Doeg, right, in the narrative is one of Saul's henchmen, and he's an Edomite. He's one of his shepherds, you know, because there was other ites who were not Israelites. So there were foreigners even amongst the Israelites in certain functional capacities. So there were foreigners. And when it mentions my people, they come to the conclusion that, well, it can't be a Psalm of David because the speaker must have been king there. No, not really. He didn't have to be king there. The narrative is set when Saul watched the house and Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him. And we know this even from the scripts from 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 11. You never know. David might have had this tune. Like David was like, you know, like a musician, like a singer and player of instruments. So he might have had this tune. You know, that's how he worshiped. That was the way he offered his praise. Some might recite the word. He sung the song, so to speak. He chanted the chant, right? He might have already had that composition composed and all his homies heard it. But it was only when he became king, you know, that he released it. You know what I mean? But some of the homies already heard that, like on the, you know, on the wandering dub plates, as it be. But here, I'd like just to connect this part of the narrative right here. We was at verse 11 when we was talking about the differences in the way something might be written and way some of the scholars say that it should be set. So here in verse 11, I don't know if this corresponds with the KJV. I have the Hebrew before me. Sometimes there's a verse numbering difference of at least maybe one verse. When we go to the Psalms in the Western Gentile, White Anglo-Saxon Protestant King James Version, and we look at the Masoretic Hebrew. So here it says, the God of my mercy will come to meet me, will come to meet me. And it says, God will let me gaze. Let me gaze, but Jah, he will let me gaze. Elohim will let me gaze up on mine adversaries. It says, mine adversaries. So this verse right here, you know, only with your eyes will you see the reward of the ratchet. So let me gaze upon my adversaries, and bringing out the Hebrew in a sense, they're adversaries as people, but they're also adversities as situations. So there's two truths in the Hebrews. Overtly on the exoteric type, well, they can be adversaries of the men and people. But in the esoteric sense, right, they are adversities, you know. So here it reads in the Hebrew, Elohe hasdo, yik ademeni. Now, ademeni comes from the kedem, right? The kedem or the kadam in the Hebrew, same as we have in the name, right, of the king, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, so will come to meet me, right? It's an interesting sense of the word, to go before, to meet, or even it can be confront in a sense, but it has a sense of going before. In directional senses, the Kadam, the Kedem is the east, but also the Kedem can be the east, but the Kedem also points to the first times, or really the times before the first, if we put it a little more directly. So the first power of the Trinity, who would be the first power of the Trinity theologically? That would be what the Father, even Yeshua said, the Father is greater than I, you know, because fatherhood is greater than sonship, but in essence, they be one. Elohe hasado yik ademeni. So here it reads directly in the Hebrew that the Elohim, Elohe, Elohai, my power, Elohe, the power of hasado, 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 my mercy, loving kindness, Yik ademeni, will meet me, right? Will meet me, or like come before me, right? The sense is like when the sun rises from the east, right? Hebraically rises from the Kedem, right? The east. So it can be east, right? And it also has a sense of meeting, confronting, the sense of meeting and confronting. Right. So for in a negative context, it might be that he's going to confront my enemies. But like to meet me, he'll go before to meet me with mercy. So before the situation, I've already received that mercy from Elohe Hasdo. But here, if we look at the Hebrew text, there's a footer and it has the Hebrew golf. Golf is a letter Q, right, or special K, right? And that's for the Kere. So it says for verse 11, instead of chasdo, it has chasdi. When you look at the Hebrew, you'll see the difference. Basically, the yod and the wow, or the yud and the vav, they basically are very similar looking. One is short and one is long. That's the basic difference. One is short and one is long. So here it says, it would be the kere, said, right, or read, Elohe chasdi. The Elohim of my mercy, instead of the Elohe Hasado of his mercy. So some of those readings, people will say, oh, there's all these things, woo. But when you put them into context, you know what I mean? Both of those can be true, and it could be a copyist, you know, error. You know what I mean? But it's not even a copyist error, you know? What I could say at one time, Elohe Hasado of his, I'm relying on his mercy. Right? Or if I received it, I might say, Elohe Hasdi, you know, that I have received, I'm a Hasid, Rastafari Hasidim, I'm a Hasid, I'm one who has received. That's where the Hasidic, you hear the Hasidic Hasidim, it comes from this important word here in the Hebrew that is also an attribute. It's also an attribute of Yahweh. Right. And then it says that Elohim will allow me to gaze upon mine enemies. Elohim, Yareini, right, will cause me to see, like causing I to see. Yareini will cause me to see. Vishorai, my adversaries. Here, there's a kere, what is read, and there's a ketib, actually what is written. So the ketib, once again, means my God shall come to meet me with his mercy, right? The ketib, what is written, right? The kere and the ketib. Anyway, brothers and sisters and brothers right here, I'd like to share this audible right here. Just wanted to give that context there because there's a word here, Abel. Right? So in Hebrew, we say Abel as Hevel, as an H sound. But it's an interesting reason that we like to share as it points to things like other cultures, Smaitawi, Mitzrayim, that the Kemetics call Kemet. You know, without fuller study, that before was known as Kemet, it was known as Smaitawi. Only a region was known as Kemet because of the soil. But here, getting to groundation. Jacob says, I will go down to my son, Abel, to Sheolah. Point here, Sheolah is like in ancient Egypt and other places, but we use ancient Egypt since they did a lot, you know, and a lot has been dug up from their graves so we can benefit from some things that have disturbed their afterlife conceptions. You can see their ancient art, and we recognize that here in the Hebrew scriptures, like many people, they had a conception, right, of either the afterlife, even the underworld, and even some were able to see this even on a more inner sense, that the underworld is like your subconscious. But here, let's bring this out right here for this sabbatical study.
Shem-u-li, hear me right here. Here's a very interesting, there's a lot of points of interest in this Torah portion, this ninth sabbatical study, here for Vayeshev. Here in chapter 37, which is the opening chapter, we have actually in this one chapter, the first three aliyot, the first three of offering up, first three readings for this ninth sabbatical study that begins off with the superscription of the theme, the history of Yaakov, the history of Jacob, the history of the patriarch Jacob resumed. Then we have Joseph, the beloved of his father, the topical theme, Joseph hated and rejected by his brethren. Then as we come into the second aliyah, the Sheni aliyah, at verse 12, we come to Joseph, Ayusef, Yawasaf, pointed here in the Hebrew as Yosef, he's cast into the place of death, into the place of, in the modern Hebrew, you say mavet, and the is just the moat, and then further refined within the royal Amharic, we have it as a moat. Now it's interesting because moat is a Canaanitish, one might say a god or an Elohim that's worshipped by the Canaanoyan, by the Canaanites, god known as a moat, right, or some divinity that they worship, moat. Now moat is Mawet, Mavet, as in the Sal Mavet in Psalm 23, the shadow, the Sal Mawet in the Afro-Shemitic pointing of the Hebrew. Elsewhere, other Yehudi and other Hebrew speakers might enunciate it as the Sal Mavet. So here, Joseph is cast into the place of Mavet, into the place of Maut, into the place of death. Now, why this is interesting is because Joseph, in this first chapter here in Moshe's first book, in the Sefer Reishith, we have Joseph going down to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. We say so-called, quote, Kemet, quote, end quote. Now, why do we say this? It's because when we study, you know, true so-called Egyptology or ancient Mitzrayimology, we refer to it as Mitzrayim, because this really is the more proper point of reference. We get into the details right here, just to follow the tight portion of the narrative, to bring it to the end of the chapter, the fulfillment of the chapter, where we have three aliyot. We have the Rishon, the first reading, the first up offering, the Rishon aliyah. We have the Sheni aliyah, And we have the Shalishi, the third Aliyah here in Genesis chapter 37. Then we have final theme right here, looking at the Scofield Study Bible. We have Joseph in the ancient Kamitiu or the ancient Mitzrayim dialects, Ayusif. We have Ayusif. Some may enunciate as Yawasaf, but contracted and defined, Yosef. Yosef is drawn up from Habor. Habor, what is the Bor? The Bor is the pit, right? The pit in which his brother and his brothers had cast him into the pit, and he goes to Hagoyim. He goes to the nations. Here is where the beginning from the lowest of the low degrees, he's going to rise to the highest of the high degrees in the ancient international community, or the Hagoyim, the Goyim, the Gentiles, the nations. Now here, as we bring it forward to verse 35, this is after Yosef's brothers had done did what they did. And then they dip the coat in the blood, bring forth the coat, and go through this kind of cloak and dagger thing that they go through with their father. And when Yosef, when he discerned and he knew that this was his son's, the ketonet ha-pasim, the ketonet pasim, the coat of colors, the coat of many colors, he had said that an evil beast hath devoured him, hath swallowed him up. Yosef is without doubt rent in pieces. Now it's here that we like to zoom in, because there's a lot of information that's embedded within the Hebrew, a lot of information embedded in the Hebrew. First of the Hebrew, the Hebraics, right, of it all, the Hebrew, the biblical Hebrew as being the kind of the crude, and to use an analogy, it's like crude oil, right, with refined, you know, this crude oil. Within the crude oil, even in these latter days and times, from that crude oil comes many different types of oil, types of fuel, types of byproducts, various byproducts. Products and byproducts come from the crude oil. The same it is with the Hebrew, right? Learning to read the Hebrew sign language, and also reading the Hebrew, what we call the verbal, verbal hieroglyphs. And this is linked with the word pictures, the verbal hieroglyphs. Now, here is one very important area that really even helps us in related studies, such as so-called Egyptology, or some might want to refer to as Kemetic science. Now, while we don't buy into the whole Kemetic thing, one of the main reasons, just in the name, we might say Egypt and Kemet within that point of reference for the hearers and the audience and the listener. But the Mitzrayim more brings out the ancient context, because Kemet, see, Mitzrayim, the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is like a fortress and an embankment. Now, many have reasoned and also speculated on what does this mean. But in the simplest context, it's like a fortress or two embankments. Some look at this as Upper Egypt and Lower Egypt, right, in a directional like north and south. So we have Lower Egypt as we go to the north, right, and then we have Upper Egypt as we go to the south. But we also have the left and the right sides of Egypt too. On the right side of the eastern side, right, here's where the cross, the true cross, the unilateral cross, the Meskel is important, because we have the upper and the lower, right, the south and the north, and then we have the east and the west. And on the east side, which if you look at it from a Enochian, knock-knock, heaven's door, from an Enochian point of view, a heavenly point of view, look at the earthly plane in this particular area of ancient Egypt, you will notice that there's the east side of the river, and there is the west side of the river. And the Kemet, or what is referred to as Kemet, that rich, reddish, that deeply reddish brown, we say soil, you know, the inundation from Tobia, the Kui land, the Kui, the ancient Mitzrayimites referred to ancient Kush or Ethiopia, Tobia, also as the Kui land. So from ancient Tobia, the mountains of the moon, where they say that the Yah, and some even speculate that the Yah, Yahuwah, Yahweh worship, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, which is the Yah worship, comes from that region that we have in the Horn of Africa, right? The modern Wakanda, Uganda region, Great Lakes region, the Mountain of the Moon region, Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, Tobia, all within this particular region. And the ancients was known as the source of the waters of life, the Nile waters. And the inundation, which inundated with the rise of the dark star, July 23rd, right, that the head of creation, the top soil,
like that rich deposits of the earth, the soil, so necessary for food, farming, and agriculture down in the Nile, down in the Nile River. So we get that source of life coming from the region known as the Mountain of the Moon, the Kui Land. That was very important. That's the south right there. So we move north as the Nile River, also referred to as the River of Egypt, the River of Ethiopia, the Gihon, the Gihon. We have the White Nile, the Blue Nile coming together in what's known as Sudan today. In Sudan, some say Nubia, the Tanesi land, and continues down the Nile, flowing from south to north. So even from deeper south, and even South Africa, but Dabub Africa, we get that flow, Africa, the flow from south to north of the waters of life, the waters of the Nile. So we have the south to north, right? So we'll look at Mitzrayim, two embankments. We can look at it as the south and the north, Upper Egypt and Lower Egypt, but also as the east side of the Nile, the Kemet side, right? And the Dershet, or the desert side, the black side, which is the east side with the Nile, the Kemet, the farming lands along the eastern banks of the Nile. Then on the western side, right, where the sun sets, so the sun rising on the eastern side and setting on the western side, it was desert. We have the desert, and also with the pyramid, you know, the mirrors, and, you know, what is referred to as, you know, the religious, spiritual, cultural burying their dead. They bury their dead on the west side, and they farmed on the east side. So we have to get a basic orientation of ancient Egypt. Now, why is this important? Well, just to put this into perspective, even right here, because here is the major, you could say, beginning of that descent down the Nile, down into Egypt, down into Mitzrayim, with Joseph being sold into bondage, being sold into, one may say, quote, slavery. Now, that term slavery is a very dubious, very dubious term and terminology. Many will refer to this as Joseph was a slave and Joseph was enslaved. However, if we look at the narrative and the words so used, we see servitude, we see bondage, a bondman, right? Even when it says that Joseph, and they brought Joseph into Egypt, beginning off in verse 28 in Genesis chapter 37, right? So now when Yaakov, Abinu, and the patriarch Jacob knew that it was his son's coat, the coat that he had given to his son as a sign of his beloved, his love and belovedness, and also that Yosef was a sort of a manager of his brothers. He was an overseer, a manager. Now, we know the dreams that he had and the envy and the hatred, right? That as well as the father's love of Yosef and Joseph, bringing forward the evil report. Was Joseph a snitch? That was a point and a reasonment even in this narrative, this idea of snitching. Was Joseph, would you consider that Joseph a snitch? Did you think that this was correct, what was done? Or are you one of those people who say, well, he got what he deserved? Well, why was he snitching? Why was he tattletelling? Why was he opening his mouth? Wasn't that his role and responsibility to see how things were going with the family business? Remember, this Torah portion begins, and the name is Yasheb, and he dwelt, and he sat, and he was seated up. He was becoming settled, in that sense, in the land in which his father was a stranger, a sojourner, a migrant, an immigrant, almost like a resident alien. Now, the family is becoming more established, is growing, is prospering, and the family business, the herds and the cattle, this needed oversight, and Joseph was just the son that was chosen to do so. And even that gift of the coat, the ketonet pasim, is a sign, it was a sign of that. But nevertheless, they lifted up Joseph, took Joseph out of the pit, and they sold Joseph on the advisement of their brother Judah. Judah brought forward the suggestion, which they all agreed upon in the ancient Hebrew parliamentary way. They agreed on, okay, we will sell him to the Ishmaelites, right? For how many pieces of kesef? For 20. So he was sold for 20 pieces of kesef. And they brought Joseph to Egypt. So that's a scene right there
And then Reuben, he returns to the pit. Habor. Why did Reuben return to the pit? Reuben, the firstborn of all of the children. But yet Joseph also is a firstborn. He's the firstborn of Rachel, of Rachel. And Reuben is the firstborn of Leah and the firstborn son. He returns to the pit. And behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he ripped and he rent his clothes. So here we have Reuben. Reuben returned to the pit. He was not present. He wasn't present for the sale. He had gone to attend. He attended upon Abihu, his father. And the brethren, taking it in their turns to do so. So some would attend to the father, see what was going on at home, while others stayed together with the flock. But when Reuben came forward, Reuben saw that there was no one in the pit. Now also note that the pit, just looking at some of the basic, the peshat, just some of the plain details that we have, the pit was empty. It was empty of water. Right? The pit was empty. There was no water in it. Some say that there were serpents, there were scorpions in it. Right? If that were so, we may assume that the brothers did not know it. Otherwise, it would have been the equivalent. Think of this. The pit was empty. Did the brothers know that it was empty in their rage and their hatred? See, this was the equivalent of killing him with their own hands. They threw him in the pit. What was in the pit? The pit. Thank God. It was empty. Could have had water in it. Joseph could have drowned in the pit. Could have had scorpions or serpents in it, and he could have been stung and killed that way. But it's still the equivalent of killing and murdering their own brother, although they did not do it with their own hands. But it's the equivalent. But they saw it and no doubt wished to avoid having to do it with their own hands. So the meaning is that it was completely empty. The pit was completely empty. We get this in verse 24 of Genesis chapter 37. The point is that had there been water in it so that he must and would have drowned, they would not have thrown him into it. Some assume that maybe they would not have thrown him into it. But the question, even about that, is interesting. But they have envy. They have hatred. The hatred and the animosity is building up against their brother and has been building up against their brother for a myriad of reasons. It's more than just one reason. You can pick your particular reason. If you just want one reason, you can pick one reason. Is this his dreams? Is it the coat? Oh, is this the coat? And you add to that because his father loved him, or the coat is a sign that his father loved him, or because he brought forward the evil report of his brother. Which particular reason? It begins with that envy. When it says that they envied him. Beginning off in this chapter, we get to see that they hated him, right? In verse 4, they hated him. They could not speak peaceably. They could not speak peaceably. Did you read that right there? They could not speak peaceably to him in verse 4. And his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren. They hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Could not speak peaceably. Why could they not speak peaceably to their own brother? Wayeru Echayo Kyoto Ahab Abihem. Father loved him Nicol from all Echayo from all his brethren. Waya Yisa Nu Oto. Wayisnu Oto. And they hated him. Wayisnu Oto. Some might even point this as Wayisnu Oto. They hated him with law and no Yakalu Davro. Yakalu with law, Yakalu Davro. Le Shalom. They could not speak Le Shalom. They could not speak peace, Shalom, to him. And then as we go forward, we get where they envied him. So the hatred that's here in verse 4, right? The hatred that is in verse 4 gets worse when we get to verse 11. And his brothers and his brethren envied. They envied him. Why yakanu bo? They envied against him. Why yakanu bo? They were jealous of him. Why yakanu bo? Echayo. And his brethren envied against him. They were jealous against him. But his father kept the saying in mind. Now, the envy is connected now with the dream. They hated on him because his father loved him more than all his brethren. Loved him more than all his brethren. Why? Because he was the son of his old age, and he had made him a coat of many colors. Some say this is the prima facie. This is the first fact right there. First fact right there. Right now, if you want to couple that with the verse before, you can look at the verse before where it says, and Yosef brought evil report of them to their father. What was the evil report that Joseph brought? Why yabe Yosef etta di batem tem ra'a there. Note what it says, that he brought to their father. He brought to their father, El Avihem, to their father, their evil reports. Dibatem ra'a. Their evil report. Now, whatever evil he has seen or whatever they were doing that was evil, it was a report of them that was evil. Now, it's interesting because we have the testimony of the 12 patriarchs bringing out their individual testimonies, their individual deposition, giving their individual affidavits. So we can zoom in on that as well. And it is very, very important, even in the season for which this Torah portion reading and feeding is, to study that, to put it within the context, to get the full picture, the full clarity, the full picture. Now, all of this led forward to even when we get to the third Shalishi. And it came to pass when Yosef was come to his brethren, and they stripped him out of his coat of colors that on him. And they took him and they cast into a pit, and the pit empty. There was no water in it. And in verse 25, and they sat down to eat bread. And after they did what they did, they sat down to eat bread. As though it was nothing, they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels, bearing spicery, balm, and myrrh, going to carry down to Egypt. Now, this is a note right here, down to Egypt, right? They're going to carry it down to Egypt, and Yosef would be sold down to Egypt. All right, down Lihorid Mitzrayma. Lihorid. And so we have the Yarad to descend. Yarad like Jared, Yarad, but in the sense of the verb. Lihorid Mitzrayma. They were going down in the direction of Egypt. And it's Judah, Yehuda, that said to his brethren, what profit if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? So no doubt they knew that this pit was empty. It's not their really intention. Right? They know what to do with him. Right? So that means that they already had this malice aforethought. Right? They saw him coming forward, and when he came forward, even before that, right, it says, Joseph cast into the place of Maweth, of Maweth test. Come now, therefore, let us slay him. After they said one to another, behold, this dreamer, this owner of dreams, even what they said in the Hebrew is of great interest. This owner of dreams, Baal, ha, chelomot, Baal, right? He's a Baal. He's an owner. He's a master, right? He's an owner, Baal. He's a husband of the dreams, Baal, ha, chelomot, Baal, ha, chelomot, ha, chelomot. Halazeh, ba. Halazeh, ba, this dreamer here, this here dreamer is coming. Look, the owner of the dreams, the Baal, ha-chelomot, the Baal ha-chelomot. not just dreamer, but one who owns, the owner of dreams, the husband of dreams, the master of dreams, the Baal, Ha-Chelomot. Ha-Lazeba is coming, and then they say, come now, therefore, let us make Adonai slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say, notice what they would say? You know what they would say? They would say that some evil beast, right? They would say that some evil beast. They would say that it was an evil beast. It was a chaya ra'a. We amarnu, chaya ra'a. And we will say, they already got, you know, colluded their stories, and this is what we're going to say. And we'll say that it was chaya ra'a, an animal, a living evil, right? A living creature of ra'a, right? Of evil that has devoured him. And we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben and Reuben. Reuben heard this. And he delivered him out of their hands and said, how did Reuben behold a son? So it's interesting that Reuben is the literal firstborn. He's the firstborn of all the children. Reuben, he's the oldest. He's the biggest. Reuben, he's the firstborn son, right, of Yaakov from Leah. And Joseph is also the firstborn in the sense of the firstborn from Rachel, from Rachel, his beloved wife. He heard and said, let us not kill him. This is how he delivered. Right? This is how he delivered Joseph out of their hands. He delivered Joseph out of their hands by what he said. He said, Al. He says, Allah, Tishpiku, Dam, shed no blood. He says, Lo, Nakenu, Nafesh, Lo. Nakenu, nafesh, lo, no, nakenu, don't strike, don't take his life, don't strike his nefesh, don't strike his soul, don't strike his life, lo, nakenu, nefesh. The first thing he said, let us not take his life. KJV says, let us not kill him. More correctly, let us not strike his life, let's not strike his soul, lo, nakenu, nefesh. And it says, and Reuben said to them, shed no blood. And Reuben said to them, Allah, Tisha, Puku, Tam, shed no blood. Cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, but lay no hand upon him. So we can see that it's Reuben, the oldest, the natural firstborn, looking out and seeking to protect Joseph, save Joseph's life. Joseph, the spiritual, say the heretical, the spiritual firstborn, says that he might deliver him out of their hands to restore him to his father. That he might do what? That he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. So it came to pass when Joseph was come to his brethren, they stripped Joseph out of his coat, the coat of colors, the ketonet pasim, that was on him. And they took him and they cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread. And then they began to discuss. And then they had done their business, right, with the Ishmaelites, right, because they then passed by Midianite merchantmen when they lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And it's the Ishmaelites that brought Yosef to Mitzrayim. And Reuben returned to the pit. So where was Reuben? And we have to look at Reuben's testimony too, his deposition. Where was Reuben? What was Reuben during this time? Now, what I find to be interesting is their collusion, what they colluded to say concerning Yosef, concerning Joseph and their evil deeds. In other words, Joseph reported their evil report. And look, they say, well, they're going to do this and that, and say an evil beast have devoured him. Reuben steps up and says, let's not take his life. Lo, nakenu nefesh. Lo, nakenu nefesh. Let's not take his life. Don't take his nefesh. Don't take his soul. Shed no blood. Allah tishpikudam.
Atish pekod dam. Don't shed no dam. Don't shed no blood. Cast him into his pit. And Joseph comes forward. They take his coat. They throw him in the pit. They sit down to eat. Judah says, reasons with them. The fourthborn son reasons, says, what profit? What profit? What are we going to get out of this if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Here we see Yehuda, in a sense, building on the inclination of the firstborn son, Reuben, to save the spiritual firstborn, or the firstborn of Rachel, the firstborn in the eyes of Yaakov, Jacob. Now, bring it forward. And he took Joseph's coat, and they killed the kid of the goat and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of color, and they brought to their father. Notice that it says that they sent the coat. They sent the coat. Note that right there. They sent the coat. What does that mean? Does that mean that they didn't come forward, or some of them didn't come forward? Did they send the coat by Judah and by Reuben? Let's make a note of that. They sent the coat. They sent the coat. Right? They sent the coat. And there was a message. This have we found. Know now whether it thy son's coat or no. And he knew it. Yaakov knew it and said, my son's coat and evil beasts have devoured him. This is exactly like they said that we'll say. We'll say an evil beast. And lo and behold, you know, our subterfuge, father believes that's an evil beast. And Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Yaakov and Jacob rent his coat and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourn for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, now, it's here when he said, and he said, nay. Right? Well, let's read KJV. KJV reads it first. And he said, for I will go down into the grave to my son mourning. Thus, like this, his father wept when. Here in the Chumash, it says, nay, but I will go down to the grave to my son mourning. Here it says, ki ered, illa, bini, avel, she ola, ki ered, illa, bini, avel, sheola, ki ered, illa, bini, avel, sheola. Now, looking at what Yaakov says, it's very interesting, because in this, the word for mourning, Avel, someone say Avel, but Abel, mourning, Abel, Hevel, Abel, Ki, Ered, Illa, Beni, Abel, Shola, for Ered, to descend, Il, to Beni, to my son, Abel, to my son, mourning, to my son, Abel, Shola, in the direction of Sheol, the underworld, the Sheol. What and where is the Sheol? Now see, the KJV, and even here in the Chumash, has, I will go down to the grave, as the grave. But the Sheol, right, in this sense, Sheolah, speaking about he will descend and go down in that direction, like Mitzrayma, in the direction of Egypt, to Egypt, the sense of it, Mitzrayim. Sheolah, in the sense of the Sheol, he will go to his son. He says, Abel. Abel is often brought out as mourning, but Abel refers also to Abel. Ki Ered, for Ered, Ered, Yered, I will descend. Wered, Ki Ered, illa bini, Abel Sheolah. I will go to my son, I will descend to my son, Abel, mourning, Sheol, in the underworld, in the Duat. Here, bringing our very, very important connection, we'd like to make this, build on this with the Gedla Adam, the book of Adam and Eve, the context. See, when we get to Egypt, something that is universal, happiness, joy, and pain is universal. Happiness and sadness is universal. How do people mourn? How do they weep? Why are there certain similarities in what Yaakov, Jacob is saying? Has Yaakov been to Egypt yet? Why is he speaking of going down to his loved one, like to the underworld, to the Duat, mourning, the connection with
the book of Adam and Eve, the Ethiopic book of Adam and Eve, and that morning, what happened with the body of Abel, of Abel? How did the patriarch Adam and his son Seth and the sons, even along that righteous lineage, how do they worship? Where do they worship? In the connection with the cave and the cave of treasures. And this archetypal pattern that we see in Egypt, in Mitzrayim par excellence, and the true reconstruction. So it's not so much that once took this from Egypt, but Egypt and the Mitzrayimites shared a universal type. There was a universal type typology. This is why we say that there's much that's embedded in the biblical Hebrew. So it's bringing that out right there. Ki ered il bni abel shola. For I will go down to Sheol. Sheol, for the Hebrews, is likened to the Duat in Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, or so-called Kemet. For I will go down to Sheol, Sheola, to Bini, to my son, mourning. For I will go down to Sheola, to Bini, to my son, Abel. Thus, like this, his father wept for him. Vaya yevik oto avio. Like this, because this is a pattern, and for that first blood shed for Abel, for Hebel, for Abel. More on this. Yes, I.
Yes, yes, yes. This is a lead intro. So we asked the question, was Joseph a type of a Hebrew Osar, right? Ashur, Ashurian, Assyrian, Osarian? Was he a type of Osar? Or perhaps was this actually Abel? Is there something very universal? Also, we pointed to the Gedla Adam. That's the Ethiopic name of the fuller book, the fuller scroll known as the Book of Adam and Eve. The conflict against Satan, against Satan, has some very interesting, you know, some very interesting reasonings and ancient testimony concerning what they did back in those days. And we see the universal typology. Even the Hebrews, we say Sheol, Sheol. It's actually Sheol. We say Sheolah, as we mentioned, it's like to say in a direction of that ah at the end, you know. So in some words, like a noun, like Mitzrayim, which more correctly is what the ancients actually called the land that people refer to as Kemet. They actually referred to it as the Smaitawi. You see here some of the great teachers, you know, like Baba Heru, you know, Rahu Nefer Amen, and others, you know, refer to the Smaitawi. Smaitawi basically is the union of the two lands. So from a Hebrew perspective, we use the word Mitzrayim. Right, the double mitzvahs, the double mitzvahs, the double borders, the double fortresses, or the two lands. And later on, roughly around the 18th and after that time, going to the 20th, we find on the historical records the land being referred to as Kemet. And it's speaking of the red, rich, brown earth ground that comes down the Nile from Tobia, from Ethiopia. But right here, going to build a little bit more on these universal types, archetypes. The Sheol will be like the Duat. Some say the Duat, some say the Duat, the underworld. You know, whether it is literally underground, right, or also if it's also psychologically, the subconsciousness, or if it's a combination, even in some sense of both. But what's universal is that many ancient peoples, and we have this also here in the Hebrew Bible and the Hebrew Torah. So Joseph basically right here, he was ambushed. Joseph was ambushed. And here's what gives us right here the segue here at the third day of the Shabuah, third day of the seventh, for this T2T Testify Tuesday. For
sabbatical
this.
Study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
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 Yes, I. Shabuah Tov. Shabuah, Shabuah, the 7 days Tov, Tawah. Very good. So here here. Psalm 59, segue right here, here, here. Ambush in the night, rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. Here we have the plain KJV. We're going to ride up with the HSV, Haile Selassie version. Compare and contrast today's daily psalm, Psalm 59, verse by verse. But first, this right here, 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 dubwise, today's daily psalm.
Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord our shield. For the sin of their mouth, and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for cursing and lying which they speak, consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. See them. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For God is my defense, and the God of my mercy. 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 God of my
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But I want the next verse with Amorek. But I want the next verse with Amorek.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Yeah, so that was right there. That was the KJV, Alexander Scorby right there. Just to get a hear right here of the verse by verse we're about to go through in the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5. Yes, I. Yeah, here, I'm
መዝሙር 58 በቅንፍ 59 ለመዘምራን አለቃ አታጥፋ ሳኦል ይገድሉት ዘንድ ቤቱን እንዲጠብቁ በላከ ጊዜ የዳዊት ቅኔ አምላኬ ሆይ ከጠላቶች አድነኝ
በላይም ከቆሙት አስጠለኝ ከግፍ አድራጊዎች ታደገኝ ከደም ሰዎችም አድነኝ ነሆ ነፍሴን ሸምቀውባታልና ብርቶችም በላይ ተሰበሰቡ አቤቱ በበደሌም አይደለም በኃጢአቴም አይደለም ያለ በደል ሮጥ ተዘጋጀሁም ተነስ ተቀበለኝ እይም አንተም አቤቱ የኃያላን አምላክ የእስራኤል አምላክ አሕዛብን ሁሉ ትጎበኛቸው ዘንድ ተነስ አመጽ የሚያደርጉትን ሁሉ አስተማራቸው ማታ ይመለሱ እንደ ውሾችም ይራቡ በከተማም ይዙሩ እነሆ ባፋቸው አስተምተው ይናገራሉ ሰይፍም በከንፈሮቻቸው አለ ማን ይሰማል ይላሉ አንተ ግን አቤቱ ተሰቀባቸዋለህ አሕዛብንም ሁሉ ትንቃቸዋለህ እግዚአብሔር መጠጊያዬ ነውና ኃይሌን ወደ አንተ አስጠጋለሁ የአምላኬ ቸርነቱ ይገናኘኛል አምላኬ በጠላቶቼ ላይ ያሳየኛል ሕግህን እንዳይረሱ አትግደላቸው አቤቱ ጋሻዬ በኃይልህ በትናቸው አውርዳቸው ስላፋቸው ኃጢአት ስለከንፈራቸውም ቃል መርገምንና ሐሰትን ስለሚናገሩ በትዕቢታቸው ይጠመዱ በቁጣ አጥፋቸው እንዳይኖርም አጥፋቸው የያዕቆብም አምላክ እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ እንዲገዛ ይወቁ ማታ ይመለሱ እንደ ውሾችም ይራቡ በከተማም ይዞሩ እነርሱም መብል ለመፈለግ ይበተኑ ያልጠገቡ እንደሆነም ያንጎራጉራሉ እኔ ግን ለኃይልህ እቀኛለሁ በምሕረትህም ማልዶ ደስ ይለኛል በመከራዬ ቀን መጠጊያዬና አምባዬ ሆነኸኛልና ረዳቴ ሆይ ላንተ ለአምላኬ ዘምራለሁ አንተ አምላኬ መጠጊያዬ ምሕረቴም ነህና
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
See, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that why all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Now God and I, God working I. Right here, just putting some work right here, today's daily song.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
To Tana Yisraelin, Salam to Tana. Aina Yisraelin. Greetings, brothers and sisters. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here in the royal Amharic, the Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore Hamsa Zetain. Hamsa Zetain, Hamsa Zetain. Psalm 59. Steam, Kufuochin, Bemekawem, Bemekawem, Yekarabez Elot. Kufuochin, Bemekawem, Yekarabez Elot. A prayer presented in opposition, right, in confronting and in opposition against the evildoers, kufuochin, bemekawem, yekarebe selot. Now, in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically speaking, you know, from the lower degrees to the high degrees right here, we have this as a prayer in danger. A prayer in danger. Prayer in danger in the English. Kufuochin be mekawem yekarebe selot. A prayer offered, a prayer presented, a selot yekarebe selot. A prayer brought near. Karebe. Yekarebe. Karebe. He drew near. Yekarebe. Right? Karev. Right? Karev. Karev Huka. Krav Maga. Drawing near spiritually. Right? Spiritual warfare here. Kufu Chin. Then Mekawem. Yekarebe Selo. The prayer in danger. Prayer in opposing. Right? In downposing evil and evildoers. In opposition to the evil ops. A prayer presented here in opposition to the evil ops. So here we have the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the book of the seven seals, the Metzhav Kedus, the book of the seven seals of the conquering line, the tribe of the root of David, of Garmawi Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Yumeg Ziyariha, Nikus Neges, Ze Ethiopia, Weep Not, Behold. So here he's revealed to open the book, so here we take a look in the book, the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, what we refer to here as the HSV, Haile Selassie version, comparing and contrasting side by side with the KJV, the King James Version. Beginning off with the superscription, Bamarinya ask and more firstly in the Amharic, Le Mezemran Aleka. Le Mezemran Aleka. To the chief musician or the musician, Mezemran, Le Mezemran, Le Mezemran, Le Mezemran Aleka. The chief of the musician, La Menatziach in the Hebrew, La Menatziach, to the La, to the Menatziach. Le to the Mezemran Aleka. Atatifa. Atatifa, 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 al tashchet, in the Hebrew, al tashchet, tashchet. KJV has, to the chief musician, al tashchet, tashchet, as it says here, someone would read as tas or tashit, tashit, tashchet, the struggle to try to figure out what is it saying. It's al tashchet in the Hebrew, al tashchet in the Royal Amharic, atatifa, atatifa, do not destroy, atatifa, al tashchet. Do not destroy a miktam. It's a miktam, 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 miktam. It's a kinneh, golden composition, a kinneh. The kinneh is a kinneh, right? Ethiopically speaking, a kinneh. Miktam, miktam, miktam. It says, Saul, ye gedlut zen, beitun in diyatev ku, be rake gize, ye dawit kinneh. Ye dawit kinneh. We have Le David Mikatam Mikatam Le David Mikatam Ye David Kine Saul 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 here point at Saul Ye Gedlut Zen Beitun and Diat Abuku Belake Gize Ye David Kine Le David Mikatam Be Shiloah Saul why Yishmeru Etahabait La Hemito Beit, Beitun. Saul, ye gedlut zen, Beitun in di yatevuku velake gize yedawita kene. When Saul sent, velake gize, when Saul sent and they watched the house, Beitun in di yatevuku, Beitun in di tevuku, why yishmuru eta havit. Beitun in di tevuku, when they watched the house to kill him. You get loot zen, you get loot zen, you get loot zen. La himito, la himito, la himito to kill David. So we have the superscription right here. Today's daily psalm right here, prayer in danger. Kufuotchin beme kawem, beme kawem, you kreves selot. Prayer brought near right here. Kufuotchin beme kawem, opposing, confronting, and opposing evil. Besama'av, wewelid, wamenfesu kedus, ahadu, amlak, kut'er'an, verse 1. Amlak ehoi, kat latoche adnein, belayim kakomut astelein. Deliver, I live I, from mine enemies, oh my God, oh my source, amlak ehoi. Defend me, defend I from them that rise up against me, from them that rise up against I. Kat latoche adnein. Belayim kakomut astelein. Kagufad ragi wo chata degain. Kadema sochim adnein. Deliver, I live I from the workers of iniquity. And save me, save I from bloody men. Kaguf adragi wo chata degain. Kadema sochim adnein. In the whole, nefsin ashem ko batalin na bartu ochim belaye te sebesevu. Avetu. Bebedele my delem. Bechati ati my delem. For lo, look, in the whole, here it is. They lie in wait for my soul. Nefsein Hashem ko batalina. The mighty are gathered against me. The mighty are gathered against I virtuochim belaye to sevesabu. Not for my transgression. Avirtu bebedele my delem. Nor for my sin. Oh, Avirtu. Oh, my father, his father. Oh, father of the house. Avirtu bebedele my delem. Bechat yate my delem. Yale bedele rotuhu tesegajuhu. Tenesatekevelein. Yim. They run and prepare themselves without fault. Awake to help I and behold. Now it's interesting here as well as in the Septuagint we have Yale Bedel, without fault here. It says Yale Bedel Rotohu, I ran to Zagad Jehum and I prepared. Tenes, rise up, arise, arise, awake. Tenes, tekebeling, 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 Kabbalah I, tekebeling. To Kevaling, Ian, 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 and see. Yale Bedela Rotohu, the Zagad Jehum. Tennis, to Kevaling, Ian. Ante Mavirtu, Yehayalan Amlak, Yisrael Amlak, Azabino Hulu, Tigwabenyacho Zen, Tennis, Ameta Yamiadarugutin Hulu, Atamaracho. Thou, therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Yisrael, Antem Avirtu, our father's father, O father of the house, Yehayalan Amlak, Yisrael Amlak, Ahizabin Hulu, Tegwebenya chosen, Tenes, awake to visit all the heathen, all the nations, all the peoples, Ahizabin Hulu, Tegwebenya chosen, Tenes, Ametza Yemiyadargutin Hulu, Atamarach. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors, Selah. Mata yimelesu, inda wishochim yirabu, bekatamama yuzuru. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Mata yimelesu, inda wishochim yirabu. Bekatamama yizuru inahu bafacho wa semto inagralu seifin seifima bekenfrochacho al man yisemal yilalu. Behold, they belch out with their mouth, swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? Inahu bafacho wa semto inagralu. Seifim abekin ferochacho al man yisamal hilalu antegin avirtu tisik avachual azabnim mohulua tinak achual. But thou, the I avirtu, I father his father, O father of the house, shalt laugh at them tisik avachual tisik avachual tisik avachual. Thou shalt have all the heathen, all the nations, all the Gentiles, all the peoples in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon the eye. For God, the true good, the sustainer, the good, the generous, Ab, Father, is my defense, my refuge. Egziavi herra metegiayin unna. Chaylim, what anta asa tegal. Yamlake chernetu, ye agenanyinyal. Amlake vetratoche la yasayinyal. The God, the good, the source of my mercy shall prevent, I shall visit, I shall meet, I yamlake chernetu, ye agenanyinyal. Amlaki, my source, shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Bet alatoche lai yasayinyal. Bet alatoche lai yasayinyal. Higahin and daya resua. Atigdelacho, abe tu kashaye, behailehe, betenacho, awurdacho him. Slay them not. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Higahin and die resu, so that the eyes hig, the eyes tor, the eyes law be not forgotten. Higahin and die resu. Atigdelacho, don't slay them not, lest my people forget, lest the law be forgotten. Scatter them by thy power and bring them down. O Lord, our shield, ave to our fathers, father, father of the house, gashayi, my shield, hailehe, betenacho, awurdachuim. Sila facho wahat yata sila kanferacho wim makal margamina hesetina silamia nagaru bet vitacho wa yitemedu. For the sin, the uckery of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Sila facho hat yata sila kanferacho wim kal margamina hasatina silamina garu bet vitacho yitemedu bekuta atafacho endaya noruma atafacho ye ya ikobim mamla kiska mitrdacha dresa indigaza yuaku consumed in wrath, consumed that they may not be, and let them make them know that the Amlak, the source of Jacob, ruleth, that Amlak, the source, ruleth in Jacob, even to the ends of the earth, Selah. Bekuta tefacho, endaya noruma tefacho. Yeah, Yaakovim Amlak, Iska Mitrdacha Dresa, Indi Geza Yuaku, Mata Yimelesu, Inda Wishochim Yirabu, Bekatamama Yuzuru, and at evening let them return, Mata Yimelesu, and let them make a noise like a dog, like dogs, Inda Wishochim Yirabu. In the Wishochim Yirabu, let them be hungry, right, like dogs, starving like dogs. In the Wishochim Yirabu, the Katamama Yuzuru, and go round about the city. In Arsuma Mebila Le Mefelega Yibetanu, Yala Tegavu in the Honem, Yana Gore Guralu. Let them wander up and down. Up and down, let them wander up and down for meat, for meal, for food. And arsuma mebilla le mefalega yibetanu, and grudge if they be not satisfied. Yala tegavu endahonem, yana gore guralu, inegin le hailihe kenyalo, bemehiretihim maldo desilenyal, bemekrayik en metekiyaye na mbaye honehenyalina. But I will sing of thy power, inegin le hailihe ikenyalo. I will compose to thy hail, le hailihe, le hailihe ikenyalo. I will sing aloud of thy mercy, in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Redate hoy, la ante la amlake zemralo, ante amlake metegiaye mehirete manehina. For to thee I, O my strength, O my helper, redate hoy, my helper, my strength, my helper, redate hoy, le ante le amlake zemralo. Will I sing Rachin eyes is to the eye, my source, la anta, la amlaki, is emralo. Anta, amlaki met agiyayi, miherete manahinna. For my source, the eye, my source, my defense, the source of my mercy and my mercy, 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 mercy. Mercy, mercy,
mercy. Let the mercy shut up. Rastafari, king of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
መዝሙር 58 በቅንፍ 59 ለመዘምራን አለቃ አታጥፋ ሳኦል ይገድሉት ዘንድ ቤቱን እንዲጠብቁ በላከ ጊዜ የዳዊት ቅኔ አምላኬ ሆይ ከጠላቶች ያድነኝ በላይም ከቆሙት አስጥለኝ ከግፍ አድራጊዎች ታደገኝ ከደም ሰዎችም አድነኝ እነሆ ነፍሴን ሸምቀውባታልና ብርቶችም በላይ ተሰበሰቡ አቤቱ በበደሌም አይደለም በኃጢአቴም አይደለም ያለ በደል ሮጥ ተዘጋጀሁም ተነስ ተቀበለኝ እይም አንተም አቤቱ የሃያላን አምላክ የእስራኤል አምላክ አሕዛብን ሁሉ ትጎበኛቸው ዘንድ ተነስ አመጽ የሚያደርጉትን ሁሉ አትማራቸው ማታ ይመለሱ እንደ ውሾችም ይራቡ በከተማም ይዙሩ እነሆ ባፋቸው አሰምተው ይናገራሉ ሰይፍም በከንፈሮቻቸው አለ ማን ይሰማል ይላሉ አንተ ግን አቤቱ ተሰቀባቸዋለህ አሕዛብንም ሁሉ ትንቃቸዋለህ እግዚአብሔር መጠጊያዬ ነውና ኃይሌን ወደ አንተ አስጠጋለሁ ያምላኬ ቸርነቱ ይገናኘኛል አምላኬ በጠላቶቼ ላይ ያሳየኛል ሕግህን እንዳይረሱ አትግደላቸው አቤቱ ጋሻዬ በኃይልህ በትናቸው አውርዳቸው ስላፋቸው ኃጢአት ስለከንፈራቸውም ቃል መርገምንና ሐሰትን ስለሚናገሩ በትዕቢታቸው ይጠመዱ በቁጣ አጥፋቸው እንዳይኖርም አጥፋቸው ያዕቆብም አምላክ እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ እንዲገዛ ይወቁ ማታ ይመለሱ እንደ ውሾችም ይራቡ በከተማም ይዙሩ እነርሱም መብል ለመፈለግ ይበተኑ ያልጠገቡ እንደሆነም ያንጎራጉራሉ እኔ ግን ለኃይል ህቀኛለሁ በምህረትህም ማልዶ ደስ ይለኛል በመከራዬ ቀን መጠጊያዬና አምባዬ ሆነኸኛልና ረዳቴ ሆይ ላንተ ለአምላኬ ዘምራለሁ አንተ አምላኬ መጠጊያዬ ምህረቴም ነህና
Psalm 59 Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold. Thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense, and the God of my mercy, 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 God of my mercy. For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, come out of her, come out of her, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Ye receive not of her plagues. He received not of her slave, 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 not. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians?
Woe be unto the bloody city that is filled with liars, robbers, and thieves. Woe be unto the bloody city that's filled with liars, robbers, and thieves. Depart from evil and do good. From evil and do good.
Return to the classics.
Let up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Newarpic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see the English language,
the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue, have not the same force in them.
מזמור נ"ט למנצח אל תשחט לדוד מכתם בשלוח שאול וישמרו את הבית להעמידו. הצילני מאויבי אלוהי ממתקוממי תשגבני. הצילני מפועלי אבן ומאנשי דמים הושיעני. כי הנה ערבו לנפשי יגורו עלי עזים לא פשעי ולא חטאתי אדוני. בלי עוון ירצון ויקוננו עורה לקראתי וראה. ואתה אדוני אלוהים צבאות אלוהי ישראל הקיצה לפקוד כל הגויים אל תחון כל בוגדי אבן אלא. ישובו לערב יהמו חכלב ויסובבו עיר הנה יביעון בפיהם חרבות בשפתותיהם כי מי שומע. ואתה אדוני תשחק למו תלעג לכל גויים עוזו אליך אשמורה כי אלוהים משגבי. אלוהי חסדי יקדמני אלוהים יראני ושוררי. אל תהרגם פן ישכחו עמי הנעמו וחלך והורידמו מגיננו אדוני. חטאת פימו דבר שפתמו וילחדו בגאונם, ומעלה ומכחש יספרו. קלה וחמה, קלה ואינמו, וידעו כי אלוהים מושל ביעקב לאפסי הארץ סלע. וישובו לערב, יהמו חקלת ויסובבו עיר. המה יניעון לאכול, אם לא יסבעו וילינו. ואני אשיר עוזיך, וארנן לבוקר חסדיך, כי היית משגב לי, ומנוס ביום צר לי. עוזי אליך אזמרה, כי אלוהים משגבי, אלוהי חסדי.
Here, 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 basic Hebrew, here, 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 baby Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, 1-22. Abba da da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1-22. Abba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta, ta, ta. A aleph, ba beit, ga gimel, da dalet, ha hey, wa wow, za zain, cha chet, ta tet, ya yod, ka kaf, la lamed, ma bein, na nun, sa samech, a ein, pa pe, sa sadai, ka kof, ra resh, sha shin, ta tau, ta tau, ta tau, ta tau, aba gada ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na, sa a pa sa, ka ra sha ta, 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 ta. Ta, 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 ta.
Hey,
here, Mizmor, Nuntet, 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 Psalm 59. Hey, hey, here, Psalm 59. Psalm 59, Mizmor, Nuntet, Nuntet. Psalm L-I-X, Midrash, Midrash. Study on today's Psalm. La Menatzeach. Al tashchet le David mechtam bi shloach Shaul vayishmeru et habayit lahemito. To the eternal God who said, do not destroy David mechtam, when Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him. La menatzeach al tashchet le David. To the eternal God, Lam Natzeach, Lam Natzeach, to the eternal, to the overcomer, to the eternal God, Lam Natzeach, who said, Al Tashchet le David, do not destroy David. Miktam, a miktam, when Saul sent, Bi Shloach Shaul, and they watch the house, Vayishmeru et habayit, to kill him, lahemito, lahemito, to dead on him, lahemito, lamnatzeach, al tashchet le David, miktam, bi shloach Shaul, vayishmeru et habayit, lahemito. Here today's psalm, Hebraically, the first verse, the aleph verse, Psalm 59, mizmor non teit nuntet. These words, here, 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 are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. But first, a Midrash note.
do not destroy. Al tashchet, al tashchet, al tashchet. Do not destroy, do not downstroy for the leader, or for the chief musician, or for the overcomer. Lamnatzeach, al tashchet. Do not downstroy, do not destroy. Le David of David, a psalm. In the KJV and other Bibles, italicize. In the KJV Bible, italicize a psalm. Does not appear here, here, here. Lanatzeach al tashchet le David, for the chief musician, al tashchet of David. To the eternal God who says, al tashchet le David, do not destroy David. Miktam, miktam. When Shaul sent, be shaloach, Shaul, and they watched the house, Vayishmeru et habayit, to dead on him, to kill him, la hamito. Here, here, let's touch on miktam. Here from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, a miktam. What is a miktam? Miktam, Hebraically defined as a writing, miktam, a prescript, a miktam, a poem, a miktam, a psalm or a type of psalm, a miktam, a song, a golden psalm, a miktam, precious verse, a miktam, an epigram, a miktam, a preeminent inscription, a miktam, miktam, a word mentioned in the titles of Psalms 16, Psalm 56, Psalm 57, Psalm 58, Psalm 59, and Psalm 60. The metaphysical, the metaphysical of miktam, the entrance into consciousness of wise, inspiring, harmonious, uplifting thoughts of substance and truth, and the inscribing of these truth ideals in the memory. In the phrase, golden psalm, miktam, maktam, golden suggests wisdom, chokmah, and substance. Writing, precious verse, a poem intended to record memorable thoughts for the memory. Writing makes one think of something uplifting and inspiring, while both poem and song signify inspiration, the spirit within, inspiration and rhythm or harmony. Miktam. Ani lechozer, I repeat, lamnatzeach al tashchet le David, miktam, bi shloach Shaul, vayishmeru et habayit lahamito. To the eternal God who said, do not destroy David, miktam, when Saul sent, and they watched the house to kill him, to dead on him. First verse, Hebraically here, superscription in other Bibles, the first verse, Hebraically here, the Aleph verse. These words, Eile Hadeparim, these words are to be read in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Kohelet, in Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9a, verse 10a, and verse 12, that reads, two are better than one, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. And if a man prevail against him that is alone, two shall withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, the preacher. Tovim ha-shnayim min ha-echad asha yesha lahem. Sakarat oba ba malam ki ima yupolu ha echada yakima etachero veayilo ha echada she yupola veena shneya lahikimo veima yitak foa ha echada ha shnayima yaamdu negdoa veha chuta ham hame shula shaloa vimahera yinatek. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Tobim hashnaim mina ha echad asha yeshlahema sakara toba ba emala. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe, woe, woe to him that is alone when he falleth,
and hath not another to lift him up. T. Ima yipolu ha echada yakim eta chibero we ilo ha echada sheyipola we ena shni ala hikimo. And if a man prevail against him that is alone, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. It is better that two are better than one. Here, Midrash note, with this passage are cited four of its expositions, the last of which applies to this psalm, to this Mizmor. Two are better than one. Tovim ha-shnayim min ha-echad. Two are better than one. Tovim ha-shnayim min ha-echad. It is better that two men go forth on the highway than that one man go forth alone. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. Ki im yipolu ha-echad ha-yakim eta chibero. For if they fall, ki im yipolu, the one ha-echad will lift up yakim eta chibero, will lift up his chaber, his chibero, his fellow chaberim, will lift up his chibero. Ki im yipolu ha-echad ha-yakim eta chibero. If either falls, his companion, chibero, will lift him up. And if a man prevail against him, that is alone, all one, alone, two shall withstand him. Weima yitik efo ha echada hashnaima ya'amdua negdo. And if a man prevail against him, that is alone, all one alone. With ima yitak ifo ha echad, two shall withstand him. Hashnayim yamdu negdo. If a wicked man comes at one of the two can withstand him. And if three men go forward, it is best, for a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Where hachuta hamashulasha loa bimhera yinatek. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Where hachuta hamashulash lo bimhera yinatek. Another exposition on two are better than one. Tobim ha shnayim min ha echad. Two are better than one. Better tobim, two ha shnayim than one. Min ha echad. It is better to be a righteous man, a tzaddik, and the son of a tzaddik, a righteous man, than to be a righteous man, a tzaddik, and the son of a rasha, a ratchet man, a wicked man. For the merit of the one tzaddik, righteous man, is not to be compared with the merit of the two, whose reward is such that if adversity should befall the family, the merit of the two will stand by to save it. And if there are three, a righteous man, a tzaddik, the son of a tzaddik, a righteous man, and the grandson of a tzaddik, a righteous man, their merit will never, never, ever break apart, as is said of a threefold cord. Hachuta hamashulash. threefold cord. Hachut Hamshulash. It was asked of Rav Ze'era, but was not Kle Kle Gele Gele so-and-so a tzaddik, a righteous man, and the Bane, the son of a tzaddik, a righteous man, and the grandson of a tzaddik, a righteous man? And yet the fourth generation was Arasha, was ratchet, was wicked. Rav Ze'era replied, Shlomo, Solomon did not say a threefold cord is never broken, but that it is not quickly. It is not quickly broken. Lo, bimhera, ye natek. Not quickly broken. Even if it be broken, it will again be made whole. As is said, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21, my words shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth, here forward, and forever, and forever. Vani zota briti otam amar yawa ruchi ashara aleka ua devarai ashara samtia bifika loa ya mushua mipika ua mipia zareka ua mipia zera'a zareka amar yawa me ata v'ada olam. As for me, Wani, and as for I, and as for me, Wani, this is my covenant with them. Zot, briti, otam, saith he who be who he be, Amar Yahweh, saith Jehovah, my spirit, ruchi, my spirit that is upon thee, ruchi, asher aleka, and my words that I have put in thy mouth. U de barai ashara samatiya befika shall not depart out of thy mouth. Lo yamushua mi pika, nor out of the mouth of thy seed. Ua mipi zareka, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seeds. U mipi zara zareka, saith he who be who he be, Amar Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, me ata ve'ad olam, from henceforward, from now, me ata, and for ever, ve'ad olam. Wani zot briti otam, Amar Yahuwah, ruchi asher aleka, ua devarai asher samtiya befika, lo yamushua miya pika, ua mipia zareka, ua mipia zera'a zareka, Amar Yahuwah, me ata wa ada olam. For if a man is a disciple, a talmid, adeka mezmor, if a man is a talmid, a disciple of the wise, and so is Beino Lidju, his son, and his son's son, the words of Torah, the words of Torah, the teaching, Jah's direction, instruction, the words of Torah will never wholly, completely depart from them, since it is said, from henceforth, from here forward, and forever, me ata ve'ada olam. Indeed, what can, saith the Lord, what can Amar Yahuwah, saith he who be who he be, saith Jehovah, Amar Yahuwah, mean except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, declared, I pledge myself to this. Another exposition, two are better, Tovim HaShanaim, Tovim HaShanaim, the phrase, two are better. Tovim HaShanaim. This alludes to Michal, the daughter of Shaul, and to Jonathan, to Jonathan, both of whom loved David, both of whom loved David. It is written of Michal, of Michael, in 1 Samuel 18:28, and Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him. Wate ehava mikala bata shaul eta dawida wayagidu le shaul waya ishara haddavar be ainayo. Here, the fuller verse, 1 Samuel 18:20, and Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. Wate ehaba Michal, bata Shaul eta David. Wayagidua le Shaul, waya yishara hadabara be ainayo. And Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. Wate hab Michal bata Shaul eta David. And it is written of Jonathan, of Jonathan, in 1 Samuel 18:1. And Jonathan and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Vayehia ke kaloto wa le davira ila shawula vinefesha yehonatana nika shara binefesha dawida vayaye havehua yehonatana ke nafsho. For the verse right here, 1 Samuel 18:1. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking to Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Wayehi ke kaloto alidabir illa shaul with nefesha Yohanatana nika shara be nefesha David. Wayehebehu Yehonatan ke nafsho. Michal saved David from danger inside the house, inside Habayit, and Jonathan from danger outside the house, outside Habayit. Hence, the two are better than one. Hence, Tovim ha-shenayim min ha-echad. Hence, two are better than one. And a threefold cord. And ha-chuta ha-ma-shulash, a threefold cord, was made by adding the love of Yisrael and Yehuda, the love of Israel and Judah for David, for David. As it is said, even in 1 Samuel 18:16, all Israel and Judah loved David. V'kol Yisrael lavi Yehuda oheva et David ki hu yotzeya vava lifnehem. And here, the fuller verse. But all Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them. V'kol Yisrael vi Yehuda oheva et David ki hu yotzeya vava lifnehem. Hence, here, it is written, to the eternal God who said, do not destroy David, Miktam, when Saul sent, and they watched the house to kill him, and they watched the house to dead on him. Lamnatzeach, ala tashachaita le David, Miktam, bi shloach Shaul, wa ishimru et habayit. Lahemito, 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 Lahemito,